It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Liam Payne took to Twitter to call out the press over them linking him with any mystery woman that he's seen in public with, saying it stops here. The singer tweeted, "My team is full of talented, smart, professional women. I find it wrong that they are reduced to being linked to me romantically in the press just for simply standing next to me. Isn't it time we treat women with a bit more respect? So far, the press has done this with every female member of my staff, and it's demeaning. Some are in relationships, and it complicates their work environment when they do this to them. I think it stops here."
Hey, listen, if I was next to Liam Payne, I wish somebody would say it. I was in a relationship with him. I'm like, hell yeah, I am.
Amy Schumer says she won't appear in any Super Bowl commercials to show any support for Colin Kaepernick. The comedian wrote on Instagram, "I personally told my reps I wouldn't do a Super Bowl commercial this year. I know it must sound like a privilege-ass sacrifice, but it's all I got. Hitting the NFL with the advertisers is the only way to hurt them." She also says that any white players who don't kneel with their black teammates are complicit in racism. An Ashanti concert was canceled over 24 tickets. Because that's how many were sold. That's it. Over the weekend, there was a student event at Stony Brook University in Long Island, New York. She was a last-minute replacement for Teyana Taylor, who had to pull out for personal reasons. And Stony Brook University has 2,500 students, but only 24 bought tickets for the event. Tickets were $20 each.
I don't blame Ashanti for that one right there. That's because, you know, she was last minute and the tickets are $20.
Right.
What college kid has $20 for that? They got to buy their jewel or they got to go buy their beer.
Priorities. Chris Pine is in the upcoming movie Outlaw King on Netflix. He has a nude scene in the movie front and back. And while promoting the flick on the Graham Norton show, he hilariously joked about it.
"So there's a scene in the film where I bear the full Monty.
Yes.
And that seemed to...
Seemed
to get a lot of attention.
Is the full Monty the front or the back?
It's
kind of the whole
boat,
man.
It's both. You know, if you don't like one, you can try the other. It's all in here.
It's all,
it's all in
here. Different strokes for different folks.
I think the full Monty has to be the front. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, yeah.
The butt doesn't count.
Coming up after 7:15, Pete Davidson finally publicly addressed his breakup with Ariana Grande.